Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Ravens have done a great job of drafting and having guys ready when guys leave. And I think you're going to see some new names sliding in there. And Travis Jones might become a household name. And they just added. I mean, if Jair Alexander stays healthy, this defense potentially, it could be the best secondary in football, because you're not only adding that, you get to use Kyle Hamilton how you want. And you just drafted Malachi Starks, who some thought was the best safety in the draft. So, yeah, there's high hopes here, but you got to stay healthy. And we've seen that bug by both of our teams over the years.
Our guest from Baltimore just before, Jeremy Kahn. Ravens looking pretty stacked in the back of their defense. Do we have prop lines yet on that game? Like how many yards passing for Allen against Baltimore? too soon?
I haven't gone looking. I don't know.
You haven't gone looking. That's funny.
Yeah, no.
I believe that.
No. I don't even have my stupid, like, you know, division winner parlay.
Oh, why don't want to work on that?
In yet. Sure.
What are you doing at 5?
I think I'm going to be hanging out talking on the radio.
Let's do that at 5.
All right.
I don't have anything written down for 5.
All right.
I mean, other than what we've talked about already, it's literally blank. 5, space, all the way across. 5:30, covered. Got it. 5:50, well, we already did that, but I'll just flip a couple things. 5.
Anything goes.
Oh, absolute clean slate here. I should be better at this, where I'd have something written down for every time of the show.
Right.
I'll get you what I have for 4:30 here in a minute, because it is 4:30. First, let's talk to Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks, Roger.
Good. I just want to get your guys' thoughts on a few things, you know, especially considering the defensive line down the stretch. You know, you get a lot of promises. We have to hear all these great stats. You know, you get the Epinesa first player, 6 sacks a season for 5 straight seasons. You get the constant growth of Greg Rousseau. But who's going to be that closer, guys? Who's going to be your Mariano Rivera in the postseason? Get that crucial sack, fourth quarter, everybody's tired, 2 minutes left. Who's going to be that guy for us this year?
I think you got to hope that that's why they signed Joey Bosa.
Good luck, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how likely that is, but that's what I think they're doing. I think he's Von Miller, only a little younger when he got here. You know, but same, you know, injury questions, you know, smaller commitment than what you did with Bill Miller was a massive swing that obviously never really paid off because of injury. And I think Bosa hopefully isn't a repeat of the same thing. But that's why he's here, I think. And, you know, whether it's specifically the playoffs or just the fourth quarter of games at all, I think that's a guy you're looking for to be, if not the answer, a part of the answer to that question.
Which is why I'm not completely unserious when I suggest he should not play in the regular season at all. You know, Roger, it's always interesting to hear a fan's perspective like yours on this point, because I don't usually think of it this way, but it's not wrong to. All the times I want to tell you how the quarterbacks have control over those situations, Chris Jones exists. Like he has been a problem for the Bills, yep, in this way when it's mattered the most. And the Bills have a good offensive line, and he still has gotten it done. So I don't want to have it both ways, but I do think the idea that somebody on the Bills' defensive line is just going to be able to control a game like it's the 80s or something, not against these quarterbacks, not against Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes or even Burrow. I mean, Burrow carved the Bills up in his one playoff opportunity too. And, you know, sure, you'd like to have one of these guys just be dominant.
Right.
I don't think they have that player. So, you know, and I don't entirely blame them for it because of the other point, because of the quarterback, the prowess of the quarterbacks and the control that they and the offenses have over games. This is where I am is much less about who is going to be that star in these games than, oh my God, why do the Bills continue to pour so much effort into finding that guy? Because, I don't know, I'll believe it when I see it, that they have somebody who can wreck Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game. They can't get him off the field. Like, that's
right.
It's relative.
The closest we got to it was the regular season game in Miller's first year here, there. They played in KC, and he had stops in the fourth quarter. Like pressure led to an incompletion. There's a sack. He was exactly that in a regular season game before he got hurt, and then he got hurt, and that was it. And other than him, you know, these certain guys on this team have taken turns. They've been here long enough. Rousseau's made plays against the Chiefs, batted ball. Epinesa, same thing. They've had their moments, but it has not been, you know, at the end when they're really. They haven't been in a situation where they, you know, 13 seconds happened, but these other games, it's the Bills with the ball trying, and it's Chris Jones ruining it for the Bills and for Josh Allen, you know, to some extent, or Spagnuolo more so just sort of as the overseer of the defense, calling, you know, just the right play at the right moment there last year in the game.
That's right.
You haven't even had a situation where you're, you know, the Bills haven't gotten that go-ahead score and then had to sit tight for however long, 40 seconds, a minute and a half, 13 seconds, since really then, against this team anyway, where you're looking for someone to do the thing. You know, it's third and six. Where's my guy? Where's my play call? And where's my guy that's just going to be unblockable? We haven't even had the scenario against that team in a while. I mean, let's hope we get there. But you got to score to go ahead of this team.
When I think about this, too, I never look this up, but how many times did the Bills get Kansas City into third and long, right? I mean, Chris Jones, the game in Buffalo, we're thinking about, what, the third down play when he beats Dawkins and Allen has to roll right and basically throw the ball away.
That is second. Well, okay.
You're thinking about second down.
Second down is he pushes Dawkins into Allen, and that affects the throw to Shakir in the end zone. And then third down, I don't remember who blows it up, but if it's Jones, fine.
The second down play then, like, high bar. But to me, that always was an Allen mistake, that play, right? Like, there's truth to Mahomes and Allen and Jackson and these guys being so elite that you can only do so much. I think I've always thought of that play as an Allen mistake. Like, he's got Diggs open easily underneath, and you want to bleed clock if you can. Like, that's where the ball should go. So instead, he waits for the kill shot, which is still, like, there's still 2 minutes left in the game, and gets hit. So, you know, does Mahomes – it's not even the question I want to ask. Does Mahomes get hit on that play? Like, it's not – that's a little unfair, but it's just – there is that, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's what happened at the end in Kansas City. There's what happened there. We don't have that for 13 seconds because Allen was spectacular right to the end, or almost the end.
Right.
Almost the end.
Just couldn't bleed out those final 13 seconds.
Yeah. We've said that too many times. The touchdown pass to Davis was just too early.
Right.
You got to be better than that. Come on. 13 seconds. This is too early.
Sorry, everyone.
Different subject.
Good. All right. What did you have written down at 4:30? Sorry if that's not this.
That's what I'm gonna tell you. So last year, Cook and Allen combined 28 rushing touchdowns. Is that the record? No. For two players. Because in what year? 2004? 2006. LaDainian Tomlinson and Michael Turner combined for 30
With the Jets?
With the Chargers.
The Chargers, sorry. I thought, were they not together on the Jets too?
Turner went to Atlanta.
Okay, sorry.
I think.
Anyway, go ahead.
2006, LaDainian Tomlinson and Michael Turner combined for 30 rushing touchdowns. Tomlinson had 28 himself.
Good job, Turner.
And Turner had two.
28 rushing touchdowns.
Yes. You wanted him in your fantasy league.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Single season touchdown records. He had three receiving as well, Tomlinson. So 31. And that is the NFL record for any season.
Thank you. All right. It just sounds like a preposterously large number.
31 touchdowns.
I mean, it is.
It's a lot for passing. It's good for passing, 31.
Right.
Did Allen get there last year? I don't know. Did he get to 31?
I can tell you in a sec.
28.
Okay. So, no.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Good enough to win the MVP.
We'd have been. I don't think I would have guessed that the record was much higher than 20.
For one player?
For one player, yeah. In a year. 20, 25, maybe tops.
It was Emmitt Smith's best.
Man, that's insane.
Emmitt Smith. Emmitt. He had 25 in a season. 95. What was second on that team going to be? Daryl Johnston. Two. These teams are all the same. The
right.
Allen and Cook were pretty evenly split, but then it's like
big
two total.
Off. Right.
Tomlinson was 28. Michael Turner, two. There were two others hiding in there. And then this Emmitt Smith season, 25. Two for Johnston. One for Sherman Williams. Not the paint. That's Sherwin Williams. Mm-hmm. This is Sherman Williams. Mm-hmm. And one for Aikman. What did that look like?
Sneak? He fell over.
Would you bet $50 that was a sneak?
Yes. Yes.
I think I would too.
Maybe 100.
Maybe 100. Save your money. We got to build that parlay at 5. I just wrote it down. Right. 1995, Troy Aikman. It was a 2-yard run.
Mm.
Would that be a sneak? Yeah, it's sneak enough. It's sneak adjacent. 2 yards?
I mean, but anything could happen there. That could be a quarterback draw. That could be scramble.
I guess.
I don't know.
Troy Aikman in his career ran for 10 touchdowns, including playoffs. The longest was 3 yards.
He didn't bring a lot of athleticism to the position.
Not a lot of speed. He was not fleet of foot.
No.
Was he? Troy Aikman.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wrote it down for 5, so now it's allowed. It's official. Building an 8-team division winner parlay live, all caps, live. Don't miss that. I'm ready. I might start studying a little bit. One more to the caller's topic, Roger. Bet Online put up odds today on who will lead the NFL in sacks. And Rousseau is on the board. 50-1. It's kind of like not crazy because it's a team that should be ahead a lot.
Yeah.
But what's his career high?
Not in danger of leading the league. Is what I his career high. Teams?
Eight. Last year and 2022 also he had eight.
Yeah.
So that's not going to do it. You're going to need like 20.
Yeah, close to that. Yeah. High teens, 20.
High teens.
Yeah.
Yep.
20, I'd feel like you got a real, you should probably win it.
Would you take 20 sacks this year for Gregory Rousseau?
Yes.
I would take it.
I think that would be a great year.
Thanks for the call, Roger. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. Timeout. This is WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.